WOKK. Busy Friday. All of the winter sports, high school sports, are now in play here in South Dakota. Last night, doubleheader at the Huron Arena for high school basketball. Mitchell girls and boys, Huron boys, opening their seasons for basketball last night. Huron girls getting their second game of the season in. In the first game of the double dip, Mitchell rallied for a 42-38 win over Huron. Huron a one-point led by 20 points early in the second half, but then the offense just went in the tank for the final 14 minutes of the game. Mitchell slowly but surely chipped away and rallied and wound up taking the win by 4 points. Huron led by Hampton Hines, scored half the points with 19. Huron girls dropped to 0-2. Huron boys, kind of similar in that they had a lead early third quarter, only 3 points, but still a lead. But then Mitchell went on a large run to take the lead. Huron got within 7 with the ball in the fourth quarter, but that's as close as they got. Mitchell comes out with a 60-48 win over the Tigers. For Huron, Blake Elwine, 13 points. C.J. Ganey, Anderson Porish had 11 points each. Huron boys now 0-1. Next up for the Tiger basketball teams, doubleheader at Brookings. Some area scores last night. Doubleheader for DeSmit and Dubrook. Dubrook won the girls' game 47-46. DeSmit, top-ranked in Class B, won the boys 62-49. Roncalli boys rolled to a 64-25 win over Redfield. And Iroquois Lake Preston boys opened their season with a 64-48 win over Oldham Ramona Rutland. For the Sharks, Joel McMasters had 16 points. A lot of AA basketball last night. Girls scores, Harrisburg 63, Yankton 30. Watertown defeated Brookings 58-48 in overtime. Aberdeen topped Rapid City Central 49-34. Stevens defeated Pierre 63-35. Looking at the boys' scores, AA last night, Watertown 58, Brookings 47, Lincoln 61, Washington 32, O'Gorman defeated Brandon Valley 71-54, Harrisburg 55, Yankton 40, Stevens Edge Pier 44-39, Aberdeen defeated Rapid City Central 53-40. Wrestling, Huron Tigers have been out in the Black Hills since Thursday. Rapid City Invitational, huge meet, well over 30 teams involved, began yesterday. Rapid City Invite, and we'll wrap up today for the Huron Tiger boys. Moses Gross is in the semifinals at 150. Brian Ramirez still alive in the wrestlebacks at 215. For the Huron girls, Chaley Saw is in the semifinals at 114. Kaylee Bowden is in the wrestlebacks at 145. Paulo Fernandez in the wrestlebacks at 185. Caitlin Flory lost in the quarterfinals. She's in the wrestlebacks at 250. As I said, that will wrap up now today. Boys hockey, Huron on the road at Sioux Center, Iowa. Sioux Center picked up a 5-2 win for Huron. Ethan Bush, one goal, one assist. Brecken Glanzer had the other goal for Huron. College basketball, the action came out of the Northern Sun last night. Women's scores, Minnesota State 64, Augustana 52. Northern defeated St. Cloud 67-59 overtime. Minnesota Duluth 77, Sioux Falls 50. A look at the men's scores, Minnesota State 85, Augustana 72. Northern defeated St. Cloud 83-77. And Minnesota Duluth 81, Sioux Falls 56. Schedule for today, as I mentioned earlier, the Rapid City Invitational Wrestling Meet will wrap up later today. Gymnastics, Huron Tigers are at the Aberdeen Invitational today. Basketball doubleheaders in the area, Ipswich at Hitchcock Tulare, Sanborn Central Woonsocket at Sunshine Bible, Shine Eagle Butte is at Miller, and Highmore Herald is at Jones County. Boys hockey, Huron on the road again as they're at Sioux Falls. Couple other notes to pass along. Sign-ups for Huron Spring Baseball will be held this coming Wednesday. That's December 13th. Kerr Community Room at the Campus Center beginning at 6 o'clock. Cost is $650. Open for boys and girls currently in grades 8 through 12. There will be a quick meeting with Coach Babel to discuss the upcoming season as well. Any questions, contact Matt Wenzel, president of Huron Little League, 605-280-2923. Huron Hockey Association is having their annual alumni game 2 weeks from today. That's Saturday, December 23rd. Rink will open at 6 o'clock. Games will start at 7 o'clock. There will be 3 25-minute periods. Odd graduating years are asked to wear dark jerseys. Even graduating years are asked to wear light jerseys. And again, all former Huron All-Stars are welcome to come out and get the skates and sticks back and try out their form once again. Coming up this morning on Dakota Sports Saturday, we'll review last night's Huron Tiger basketball games with head coaches Tim Budenhagen and Cody Kaufman. Also talk Huron Tiger gymnastics with head coach Julie King, and have a little bit of a preview of the two football games going on today in South Dakota. Football Championship Subdivision Quarterfinals. Villanova's at South Dakota State in Brookings at 11 this morning. North Dakota State's at South Dakota in Vermilion. That will kick off at 1:30 this afternoon. That's the Dakota Sports Saturday Show. That will be coming up at about 7 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And we're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday. First up, we talk with Cody Kaufman, head coach here on Tiger Girls basketball. Tiger Girls 0-2 on the season. Fell twice at home, Yankton Tuesday, Mitchell last night. And coach, coming in the season, you knew he had a lot of questions you needed answered. And after two games, probably still a few more questions left.
Yeah, you know, I think some of those questions are being answered, right? We know that, you know, look at both nights, it was a difference, right? In the way we lost those games, and I think both ways, you know, inexperience kind of, you know, showed itself. But, yeah, you know, there's definitely still some questions, but I think a lot of those questions have been, you know, brought to our attention now, and we just got to fix those as a coaching staff.
You know, and the thing was, when you came into the season, Hampton Hines obviously has been a starter since midway through her freshman year. Hilton Hines, her sister, played a starter minutes last year coming off the bench. And Lizzie Heinen had her handful of moments last year. Kenzie Simsma really helped out in a win over Mitchell last year. But really, you throw out the two Hines girls, you know, there was a lot of minutes that graduated off last year's team. So in many ways, you're starting anew.
Yeah, you know, so I think I alluded to this earlier, but, you know, we probably graduated close to 70% of everything, minutes, points, rebounds, assists, you know, so that we knew that we had to have people step up, and we knew that we didn't have a lot of experience coming back as far as starting, as far as playing big minutes, you know, and like when you look at a game like last night against Mitchell, that kind of showed, you know, we got in a little bit of foul trouble and we didn't have much, you know, production off of our bench that, you know, we needed and the second half when we truly got in foul trouble, and that ultimately is what, you know, got us beat.
You know, and the thing is, and we talked about this, I think, on Tuesday, this is probably one of the taller lineups we've had in here on South Dakota in the last 5, 6, 7, maybe 10 years with a couple of six-footers in the starting lineup, Lizzie Heinen and Kinsey Simmonsma. But, again, they're a little bit on the inexperienced side at this point. And you know, Kinsey, I feel like she's really come out aggressively this year. Lizzie, I think, has been, well, I don't want to go there, but defensively, she's been effective, but has been kind of held down a little bit on some calls. And, you know, those are two girls that can give us a different look this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And you saw the difference, right? You see how it opens up for Hampton and Hilton when those two are on the floor. And, you know, just not so much that we throw the ball inside to them on a post-up, but the way that they're able to rebound and the way that they're able to clear space, you know, makes it a lot easier for our guards to get in the lane, you know, for open shots. And then, obviously, you know, setting ball screens and rolling, that takes a little tension away. And you saw in the first half when I think Hampton hit three or four threes in the first half off of ball screens, you know, they're a difference maker. And that's the conversation we had last night in the locker room, was we got to do a better job of keeping them on the floor, keeping them out of foul trouble. Obviously, some of that's out of our control. I would agree that there's a couple of, you know, questionable calls, but that's basketball, and that's going to be every night. Someone's going to, you know, there's going to be questionable calls that we don't like, and we got to play through them. We got to be, you know, we got to figure out how to, you know, to rein back our aggressiveness a little bit and not get that, you know, that third foul or that fourth foul on something, you know, that's silly, going over the back or pushing in the lane or whatever it is that, you know, is going to sit you on the bench for a long time. And ultimately that's what happened last night. And then, you know, we follow them both out and we had to turn elsewhere to, you know, to look to, you know, to contribute in the fourth quarter of that game.
You know, and you go with Allie Davis, the fifth starter. She got just a handful of minutes. I can't remember which game it was last year, but she did come in late in one game to help out a little. But, you know, she moves into the starting lineup. Then off the bench, Allison Janes, who tore her ACL in January, back going here now in December. And Tatum Peterson, one of those senior girls that you seem to have every year that just finally getting their chance to get on the floor as well. But all three of those girls really combined, not a lot of varsity experience, but you have to get experience in a hurry now.
Yeah, you know, and that's what we're going to do. You know, they're going to keep getting their time. They're going to keep getting their opportunity. You know, we might look to see if we can build on that depth a little bit. Right now, really, we're playing seven girls, you know, so maybe build on it, get to eight, nine girls, see who, you know, see where else we can go with it. But they're all going to get their opportunity, and as every game goes by, they're going to get more experience. You know, we talked in the locker room last night. We need them to build on their confidence. You know, when they're taking away Hampton and Hilton like they did last night, we need them to be more aggressive, and not necessarily by, you know, shooting the basketball 10, 12 times a game, but just attacking, you know, and making things more difficult. You know, we're kind of complacent right now. We're kind of just sitting back and waiting for Hampton and Hilton to make a play for us, where we need all five girls on the floor to, you know, be in attack mode and make something, you know, help each other out, help our teammates out, and, you know, make it better for the team. Don't just sit back and, you know, wait for someone else to do it for us.
You know, I look at a girl like Allison Janes, as I mentioned, tore her ACL at Jefferson right towards the end of January last year. She worked to get back so she could be back on the floor. She popped a three in the first half last night, and I'm sure just telling her, you know, don't be worried about that. If you see the opportunity, do it again, because we know she's capable of that.
Yeah, you know, and she had, you know, and like yesterday, she had a great game in the JV game, and I understand it's different from, you know, 3:30 to 6 o'clock in front of a big crowd in the arena, but we just got to keep instilling confidence. You know, before the game, the talk was, is we're not going to hesitate, right? If you're open, you got to knock down a shot. You know, we can't hesitate. We can't think about it. We can't think, what if we're going to miss? Because as soon as we do something like that, you know, that's when our shot's going to go awry. So we got to have everybody step up with more confidence. We got to trust in each other, and we got to be able to have all five girls be a threat on the basketball court.
Now we look ahead to next week. Tough week, three games in what, 5-day span. So the Legs, we'll be watching that towards the end of the week. Everything is, or I shouldn't say everything is at home. We go to Brookings on Tuesday, and then the two Rapid City schools come in next weekend. So, you know, coming in here feet first, six games on the schedule before Christmas. So give yourself a good idea, but nice to get at least one road game in here before Christmas.
Yeah, so it's going to be a busy week, and there's not a lot of time to work on us, you know. I mean, so we're going to have to work on us, you know, playing the games on Tuesday, like you said, against Brookings, at Brookings. They came off an overtime loss last night to Watertown, you know, so be a very competitive game. But now it's our first time going on the road, And maybe that'll take some jitters off. You know, we won't be in front of a home crowd, you know, in the arena. And we're right there. You know, it was a difference, like I said, between Tuesday's loss to Yankton and Friday's loss. We started quicker on Friday. We just didn't finish. And Tuesday's game was the opposite. We didn't start very well, but we come on strong on Tuesday. So we just got to keep putting it all together. We got to keep building as a team, building confidence in each other. And then, you know, like you said, we're going to three games next week. Our feet are against the fire again, and we're going to get the experience through games.
Cody Kaufman, head coach here on Tiger Girls. They start off 0-2, Brookings on Tuesday on the road, then back at home for the Rapid City Schools next weekend. We'll take a break, come back, talk here on Tiger Boys next on Dakota Sports.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And we're back here, Dakota Sports Saturday, 17 minutes after 8 o'clock. And now we talk here on Tiger Boys basketball with head coach Tim Budenhagen. The Tigers fall to Mitchell to open their season last night, 60-48. And it was just a run in the third quarter, really the difference in the game. Huron popped out to a three-point lead early third quarter. And if I remember counting right, it was like a 17-0 run, something like that by Mitchell. And while we did do a good job of getting it down to a seven, Colonels just hit their free throws, hit a couple of big threes after we got some momentum back and they picked up the win. So just like the girls, we're in a bit of a learning stage here to start the season.
Well, we played nine guys last night. We're just trying to figure out what we have and, you know, the strengths of each individual. I mean, it's at practice, it's a lot different because the lights aren't on. There's not a crowd there. Now it's when the lights are on and the crowd's there who can perform. So we're kind of getting that idea, but it's only one game. So we got to continue to build, continue to, you know, get better. You know, we got two of the three E's. We had effort, energy. I thought last night the execution was just not very good.
You know, and we talked about this, again, really comparable to the girls. We lost a lot of scoring from last year. We need to find that from some places. A positive, I thought, last night, we did have three guys in double figures. They are all very close. Blake Elwine with 13 and C.J. Gandy, Anderson Porish each had 11 points. And, you know, that type of balance, that is one thing you're looking for out of this squad. Nobody has to be the guy. Just if somebody is the hot guy right now, you got to get him the ball.
Right. We need 40 to 50 out of the top five. We didn't get that last night. And then we need 10 or 15 to 20 out off the bench. That gets us to 70, 60. That's going to win most games. 61 would have won last night. So those are the types of things that we got to build on. That's a camaraderie we got to have. That bench has got to get us 15 to 20. Starters got to get us 45 to 50. That should win most games, but we just fell short of that last night.
You know, defensively, you know, you felt at times we were playing well, especially at the beginning of the game. But at the end of the day, you said before the game that big three, those three guys that had the experience coming back from last year for Mitchell, had to hold them down. But they combined for 51 of the 60 points. You know, Tally and Smith, third guy. Can't think of his name.
Soak up.
You know, you knew those were the guys. Their coach even said the same thing, though. We know those guys are going to be keyed on, but yet at the end of the day, there they are with 51 points.
Yeah, you know, inside they took it to us with Smith. I thought Holden did a nice job on him to begin with. He got into some foul trouble. Then we rotated Carson and Anderson on him. I thought they did, you know, admirable job. We weren't physical enough with him. We let him get to a sweet spot on the left side block. He would back us down a little bit, get middle of the lane, and then shoot that jump hook over us. And we didn't go up and challenge him. And we have to do a better job of when he gets at that low in a sweet spot to challenge him. Sokup got loose a couple times. It buried three threes. I think he had 12 points. Nine of them came from the deep in the three, and we said no open threes, and he got three, and then Tally got loose for one. But I thought we did a nice job keeping Tally out of the paint for the most part. But when he takes it wide and crosses over, gets a ball screen, now he's into the middle of the lane. We let him get into the middle of the lane too much, and that proved to be our detriment last night.
And Telly, he's just a tough assignment. We were rotating guys, Gavin Moding, Colt McNeil. I think even Blake Elwine took a few turns on him. But, that is exhausting guarding him because he's so quick. He's in control out there.
Yeah, he's just got that savvy. Like I said, they got a championship pedigree that we don't have yet. They've been to the state tournament numerous times. They've been successful at the state tournament. They have that pedigree right now. That's something that we want to try to get. And that's where the execution part comes in. Third quarter, we take three threes, quick threes, one pass shot. I think we played three possessions. I don't know if we played offense more than 12 seconds, those three possessions. Well, then they go down, run their stuff, get an easy basket. Now the lead balloons to 10-12 instead of, us having a little bit more patience, reversing the ball, attacking a closeout. Now when you get the ball in the paint, now that's a good three. It's not a good three if it's perimeter passing.
And the experience factor comes in there too. Blake Elwine, CJ Gainey are returning stars, but sometimes you forget Blake Elwine missed about a month of the season last year with injury. Gavin Moding played starter minutes coming off the bench, but pretty much everybody else was new to the varsity floor. I know you put Anderson Porish in a few situations last year as an eighth grader, but that's a learning curve, and especially as you said, the lights out, probably as big as the crowd as we're going to get at the arena with the Colonels in town. So we were tight in a few spots, I felt, but again, that's understandable. But you need to learn from it.
Yeah, we need to learn. Every game's a learning experience. If you're not winning, you're learning. So hopefully, we're going to learn from this. Again, execution offensively and defensively. Where are their best players? Where are they getting the ball? Where are they scoring on us? What do they like to do in situations when the clock's running down, high ball screen? You know what's coming. Can we switch it? Can we stay? Communication things, watching the ball. All five guys watching the ball, and then the ball gets skipped over our head right to a shooter. And we all watch the ball float over our head, and then the shooter catches it. He's already in rhythm, and we haven't moved yet. So there's a lot of things that we need to clean up before Tuesday night, and hopefully we can get that done and look a little bit better Tuesday.
And like I just talked to Coach Kaufman, busy week next week with three games in 5 days. First on the road to Brookings. They lost by 10 last night. Then the Rapid City schools come in for doubleheaders next weekend, Friday and Saturday. And, first things first, and that's the preparation for Brookings going on the road. I know they've had some issues with their gym, but last I heard, we will be in Joestad on Tuesday night. I'm just trying to remember back from last year, I think Brookings will look a little bit like us when it comes to experience.
Yeah, they will. The Burns kid ripped up Watertown last night, so obviously we're going to have to guard him in the inside. Clark had a good game last night, so we're going to have to do some things to stop those two guys, but we got to take care of ourselves first. First of all, Sunday night we got to improve. So we're going to have to get some things fixed Sunday night. Just walk through some things. That way Monday when we get to practice, we're ready to roll.
Yeah, wrap it up with that. At the end of the day, you'll have a Brookings scouting report, but right now you're a little puzzled on the Huron scouting report.
Exactly. The things guys can do in practice, they really didn't show last night. Head scratcher why we're playing some guys, but we see them day in and day out, and we know what they can do. But when the lights go on, they got to perform as well.
Tim Budnagan, head coach here on Tiger Boys Basketball. Lost to Mitchell last night at Brookings on Tuesday. Girls at 6, followed by the boys on Tiger 95. We'll talk some here on Tiger Gymnastics next on Dakota Sports.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
We're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday, and we talk here on Tiger Gymnastics. Head coach Julie King with us. The Tigers, 2 weeks into their season now, they head to Aberdeen for a meet today. Had three meets last week in a very busy opening week of the season, including two at home. We'll get to all those subjects coming up. But first off, Julie, let's talk girls in the room. A little lower on the numbers this year, but you do have a solid core to work with.
Yeah, our numbers are a little bit lower, but I'm really excited to see what the varsity girls have been accomplishing this season. We've been working on polishing. We've been working on adding difficulty to the routines, and it's kind of nice to have a little bit smaller group to work with so you can kind of concentrate a little bit more on each one of those as an individual.
And just one senior on the squad, that's Easton Eichstad. But as I said, that core, you have about four, maybe five girls. They've been doing a lot of gymnastics for the Huron Tigers already.
They absolutely have, and they've really stepped up. We've got some young ones out there, and I'm going to talk a little bit about Easton. Unfortunately, today she won't be competing. She's taking her ACT. So we've got some younger girls that are going to be stepping up in her shoes. Olivia Kennard has done a really nice job of acting more like a veteran gymnast this year, as well as Ellie Puterbaugh. And one of the names that we're used to hearing a lot about is Cameron Ruth. And again, she's having a great opening season for the Tigers. Ada Paw is another young name that you're going to hear, that she has really been polishing her routines, along with Tatiana Capers and little Cadence Cronin. You'll hear her name a little bit more as well.
You know, in those first three, four names you said, I see you do have, at least three girls I've noticed going all around right now, so they're getting a lot of work in.
Absolutely. You know, we list most of our girls as all-arounds when we're going to those larger meets. You can list seven and compete five, and so everybody is working absolutely every event in the gym, and a lot of reason for that is if anybody ever got hurt, at least we've got a backup so somebody can fall into that place if they need to. And it's a lot of work to do all four events, but I feel we're really well-rounded in the gym.
And boy, you jumped into the season feet first. I know you did have, two, 3 weeks of preseason before you started, but boy, three meets in that first week. Boy, you hit it hard there going, I believe, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Absolutely. First of all, we didn't expect to have that home meet on Tuesday. We hosted it for Brookings and ended up being a quad instead of a dual, which worked out okay. And we still scored 115.35 at that first meet. But the thing that made me the most proud of the girls throughout that week is, first, they didn't complain. Second, every single time they got out to compete, their team score rose. So we ended up scoring 5 points and a little bit higher by the end of that week on Saturday.
And just go through some of the individuals and how they've been doing. I know you mentioned some names there, but you have that good solid core of girls that have been competing here for at least a couple of years now.
Absolutely. You know, Easton, she is our steady Eddie on beam, and very steady on vault, and really working hard on her bar routine. Cameron, she's our steady bar girl. She always gives a great routine and gets out onto that floor and really can show it off. Ellie Puterbaugh, she's the one that's really impressing me on beam right now. She's got a really sturdy routine, as well as Olivia.
And now you go to Aberdeen today, and I think we counted up, there's nine teams there today. And you said this used to be a really large meet, probably almost twice that, but they have pared it down a little here in recent years.
Yeah, it's nice to have it pared down, especially since now we're kind of all going back to the traditional warm-up style where you do all the warm-ups before the meet starts, because the modified Capital Cup is just a little bit more difficult to run a efficient meet for the audience to watch. And so now we've got some really early hours hitting those gyms in the morning.
Well, one thing you mentioned, and we'll just bring it up here because it's been a topic of conversation here for about half a year now, and that's Sioux Falls gymnastics. You mentioned you got expanded from a dual to a quad with that meet that got moved from Brookings. That's because the Sioux Falls schools, the gymnastics was cut, and then through the courts, the public schools that got cut, I should say, now through the courts, they're at least going for this year. So there's been a little scramble there for scheduling, and actually the Sioux Falls schools, the four public schools, they've had a few other issues they've had to put up here in getting the sport back, at least for this year.
Absolutely. You know, I'm very happy that the Sioux Falls schools got to come back. We hate to have anybody lose a program, especially when it's so important to all of us. And, you know, we opened our doors right away to invite Sioux Falls to any of the meets that we had here, as well as other schools. And I'm just really happy that they're back. I hope it continues, and I hope that they have a great season.
You know, and that's the thing, you know, it brought up controversy and almost kind of put under the rug is the fact Rapid City, Central, and Stevens were the first to do it back in February. Then I think it was around May, maybe June, that Sioux Falls announced their cuts. The parents, the gymnastics families in Sioux Falls kind of fought back there. But, you know, it's a sport, you know, you're just looking, you want to build things up, not pare things down.
Absolutely, and I will say a big plug for our school district. We have not one time even considered or talked about getting rid of the program in here on South Dakota, so I'm very proud of our school district for upholding our sport as they do.
Yeah, I did talk to Mr. Roder about that right after the Sioux Falls decision came down, and he said, you know, that wasn't anything that was even in the thought process.
No, and we talked about it right away, too, because, of course, you worry when it's your sport that other towns are losing out on, and there was not even any conversation about it.
You know, now, like I said, there's a few things up in the air. You know, the Sioux Falls schools, I think it was probably, what, September or October, where they got the injunction to restore the season, at least for this year. But, you know, that's awful late to be scrambling to look for scheduling. And as you said, though, Huron, just most anybody, I'm sure, has cooperated to give those Sioux Falls girls a chance to compete.
Absolutely. Again, we're very much a family when it comes across the state for our gymnastics program, and we are all more than willing to help and get them meets and welcome them and be glad that they still have a program.
You know, there's a few things still up in the air moving forward. You know, we got time to figure it out, and it will get figured out, but right now you're not exactly sure how the state meet's going to do. But, you know, it's December. We got plenty of time to figure that out. Bottom line is you just want to start competing now and be ready to go there by February.
Absolutely. That's when the meets really count. These meets beforehand are basically your practice meets, but, of course, you want to build confidence and you want your girls to compete the best that they can every single time they step out onto the mat or they mount that beam or they mount the bars or they're going in the air on that vault. But again, those big meets are the ones that really matter, and those are the ones that we are working for and working towards every single day.
I'll just wrap it up with this now. As I said, we're just 2 weeks in, but boy, after today, you'll have four meets under your belt. What's some of the things you've seen right now? It's still early, but yet you have a pretty good sample size here.
Absolutely. I've been really proud of the girls and what they've done, and they've come together as a team, and they've worked really hard, and they know that there's a lot of big shoes that they need to fill from prior gymnasts before them, and they have the goal of making it to the state meet once we find out what those requirements are. So I'm excited for them. I'm excited to see where the season goes, and I hope we continue to move up on our team score.
Julie King, head gymnastics coach here on Tigers. Tigers are headed up to the Aberdeen Invitational today. We'll wrap things up next on Dakota Sports KOKK.
We are here with Rich Bragg from Slumberland Furniture. And Rich, your Black Friday sale has been extended. Plus, people can save big during Cyber Week.
We've got Black Friday extended as well as Cyber Week. This is an entire week of additional discounts online and available in store. So every day there continues to be new deals coming out. And again, we have held over that biggest discounts of the year, which would be 60% off of list prices throughout store. We also then can combine those discounts, all of the special buys, the 60% off, that can all be combined with our interest-free 36-month financing offer. You have the opportunity to take advantage of that 0% interest as well as the discounted prices. And, you know, some of the doorbusters have sold out, but again, the Black Friday event is something that our team plans for all year. Our buyers spend the entire year negotiating special purchases and discounts for this promotion. And so even though some of the things are gone, there are lots of new events that are out, and we do still have some available stock. So I would encourage folks to get in as soon as possible, because this obviously won't be held over for too much longer, but we do have the chance to take advantage for just a little bit longer here at Slumberland of Huron.
Dakota Sports.
Good morning. Wrap up Dakota Sports Saturday. A few notes on a couple of big football games going on in South Dakota. Both South Dakota State and the University of South Dakota in the quarterfinals of the FCS playoffs, both hosting games today. South Dakota State, top seed, undefeated, defending national champion, will be hosting Villanova today. Actually, a morning kickoff starting a little bit after 11 o'clock. Jimmy Rogers says that Villanova, who the Jacks have played a couple of times now in the postseason, is a very well-rounded team.
That's a really good football team. They have depth at every level. They're great on defense. They're attacking on defense. They create a lot of issues as far as run counts and who you're blocking. They tackle well in space on defense. And on offense, they have real dynamic players and have backup depth behind those guys. It will create challenges. They're good offensively. And a lot of times they win the one-on-one matchup. So we're going to have to do a good job of mixing up what we do and not just staying in a vanilla bland defense, because the quarterback's good enough to beat you with his arm and also be able to run and create plays with his leg.
Also this week, Rogers was announced as the Eddie Robinson FCS Coach of the Year. University of South Dakota has a rematch from September as they host North Dakota State at the Dakota Dome this afternoon. Late September, the Coyotes picked up a 24-19 win up in Fargo. Coyotes head coach Bob Nielsen says they pretty much have to duplicate that effort and play mistake-free.
Well, you know, the things that we did up there, things we're going to have to do again, you know, and that's play well in all three phases of the game. We've got to be able to move the football enough that we can possess it. Going to have to play good rush defense. Going to have to play well in the kicking game. Got to make some things happen, both by creating some, you know, some explosive plays and hopefully generate some field position for our offense. So it's one of those things you're going to have to play a complete game, and that's what we got to prepare this week to be able to do.
Villanova at South Dakota State kicks off at 11 o'clock. North Dakota State at South Dakota at 1:30 this afternoon. That'll wrap up Dakota Sports Saturday today. Coming up next, Territorial Rodeo Update brought to you by Premier Equipment of Huron. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
We're in a holding pattern as the 2023 National Finals Rodeo is underway in Las Vegas, Nevada. First, we want to thank our sponsors and affiliates for keeping us blasting out on hometown radio stations, Massive Farm and Ranch Flamethrowers, Sirius XM 147 Rural Radio, and Agra America. Props to our sponsors of 24 years at legendary family-owned Sioux Steel Company. The Ryston family started this grain storage and livestock equipment business at the end of World War I. Yes, you heard right, World War I back in 1918. The aforementioned Ryston family members, owners of Sioux Steel Company, are tremendous outdoor enthusiasts, and I've been honored to work cattle with them in Nebraska. Canoe the pristine waters of Quetico Provincial Park in Ontario, hunt pheasants on the prairie of South Dakota, and hike the badlands of Teddy Roosevelt National Park near Medora, North Dakota with this amazing family. For more information on this historic ag-based company and dealer information, visit SiouxSteel.com. One more time, SiouxSteel.com. Next on our list of rodeo supporters, a Weber Ranch. Ranch family at Young's Western Wear and or discountwesternwear.com, Valentine, Nebraska. Old Papa Bear Rick is a cattleman, former roughie, and award-winning pickup man from the Sand Hills of Nebraska. Mama Bear Missy is a horse and ranch gal from West River, South Dakota, who released several CDs and could have been, should have been a Nashville star. She'll kill me for saying that, by the way. Sonny Boy Reese is a rancher, PRCA team roper, volunteer fireman, and a tad bit on the wild side. Find out more about this Western Heritage family at WeberQuarterHorses.com or DiscountWesternWear, you guessed it, .com. The newest addition to our happy little fam family is a Kansas-based crew at Purple Wave Auction. This worldwide auction company has anything and everything from crop dusters to ATVs, and from 78 Ford F-150s, I want one, to rope and shoots on their amazing nationwide auctions. You know, rather than me yakking about this interesting website, you be the judge. Hit PurpleWave.com for anything and everything you could possibly want. Well, except, never mind. Well, friends and neighbors, when next we meet, the 2023 National Finals Rodeo will be history. Champions will be crowned, buckles and saddles awarded, and hopefully without any further complications. See round-by-round updates each morning when I roll out at Five Bells, hopefully a Territorial Rodeo update on Facebook, or watch it live on the Cowboy Channel. For past shows and archives going back to when Hector was a pup, hit RodeoTRU.com. On behalf of my award-winning producer, Big D Derek Beck, and the Air Force at this blowtorch, Monty James, thanking you for listening to America's Top 5 Countdown. Here's rancher and radio hostess Karina Jones for Purple Wave Auction.
We're sold. I mean, we bought on Purple Wave. As busy ranchers, we knew what we wanted, an ATV. We knew what we didn't have. Time to run around looking for a machine. Problem solved at PurpleWave.com. We were able to find a used Honda four-wheeler within a couple hours of home. With top-notch customer service, I have the confidence to tell you to give Purple Wave a try. Go check out their huge inventory of vehicles and machinery with new lots being added daily. You'll be sold on Purple Wave, too.
I checked with dealers in Nebraska, maybe three or four in South Dakota, and a couple up north, and Monty Linscove and the team at Premier Equipment really came through. They consistently beat the competition by a substantial margin on their pricing.
Contact your local Premier Equipment dealer or see their all-star New Holland lineup at PremierEQSD.com. Locations at Isabel, Battle, Mobridge, Huron, and Eureka. Linscove family-owned Premier Equipment, serving farmers and ranchers since 1951. Official New Holland parts, service, ag, and construction equipment dealers.
It's about time to talk a little bit about area real estate. We get together with Reg Kleinsasser from the Real Estate Connection weekly. We talk about properties that are for sale. We talk about maybe some price changes. You never know what's going on. Maybe some new listings. Things are happening in the real estate world. Give them a call down there at the Real Estate Connection. They are on Dakota Avenue South. You can call the office at 352-1300. You can get a hold of Reg directly, not only by call, but also by text. If you have a quick question about the home buying process or where to go to do this or where to go to do that, maybe you want to look at a property, get a hold of him, 605-350-2223. That's Reg Kleinsasser at the Real Estate Connection. A good idea before you talk to him, maybe stop by and talk to your bank. This is a pretty big purchase, buying a home or a piece of land or a property, you know, a business. So get on down to the bank, talk to them, tell them your plans. They'll crunch some numbers. They'll even kick you out a neat little letter. It says they're ready to lend you money towards the purchase of property. That's going to help you in that buying process. And to buy, get a hold of Reg down at the Real Estate Connection. Remember, you can check them out on the web, too, at realestatehuron.com. On that website, you'll find not only their listings, but you'll also find the MLS listings because they are a member of the Multiple List Service. So no matter what sign you see selling whatever house you might want to buy, Reg can help you purchase that with help through the Real Estate Connection, and they can help you sell your place. Now, speaking of selling your place, they do this thing called a competitive market analysis. If you are even thinking about selling, they'll come out, they'll take a look, they'll compare it to other places in the neighborhood, places of about the same size, and they'll come up with a starting off price range for your home. You're not obligated to sell at that point, but if you'd like to, they will get it done at the Real Estate Connection. RealEstateHuron.com is that website. Call up the office at 605-352-1300 or stop down there on Dakota Avenue South. Or you can get a hold of Reg directly, and it's real easy. 605-350-2223. Give him a call. Shoot him a text. He loves answering your questions at the Real Estate Connection. Reg, how you doing today?
We're doing good, Matt.
Reg, it's a rare soul that actually genuinely enjoys answering questions. And while some people would say, sure, he does for the sale, but You do it because you want people informed. You want them to know everything before they make this major purchase.
It is. You're right. It's a major purchase. It's a huge life event, and we just enjoy helping people accomplish their goals, help them achieve their dreams. That's right. We just love helping folks, and we are fortunate to be able to make a living doing it, and we love what we do.
Another thing, Reg, before we get into it, is I want everybody to know that you know all the people. Like, you're local. You've been doing this a long time. You know the title people, the bank people. We got a problem. I know who to call. You know the people, Reg.
That's right, Matt. I've lived here about my entire life. I was born in Huron. I know about every square inch of town. I know the people that do stuff. And you're right, when something comes up, when there's a problem, sometimes you run into a bump in the road with a closing or a home sale. And it's nice to know the right people to call, get answers, get it taken care of, and get to our ultimate goal.
Maybe we'd start today with a little appreciation for Reg. So, Reg, where would you like to take us today, sir?
Well, we want to start out today, Matt, with a move-in ready family, just a beautiful family home at 1751 McClellan Drive. It's a three-bedroom, three-bath home. It's had a lot of really nice updates. It has a beautiful kitchen, been completely redone. It's from top to bottom, siding, windows, shingles, you name it. It's been updated in this home. The flooring in the home right now is brand new, just put down here just within the last couple months. Got two fireplaces. It's got a beautiful patio out front with a pergola and beautiful greenery all around, and a built-in fireplace. A very, very nice home. Move-in ready, like I said, 1751 McClellan Drive. Jump online, take a look at it. We've got tons of pictures, really nice pictures. You can get a really good feel for the home, and give us a call. If you'd like to see it, we'd love to show it to you. We've also want to talk today about a price adjustment. We've had a major price adjustment at a commercial property at 203 Kansas Avenue Southeast. We were listed a little over $300,000, and the price has now been reduced to $280,000. Very nice commercial building. It's got showrooms, space up front. If you want to have a retail business, that's been just done within the last couple of years. It's got a beautiful shop out back, a big shop with a big overhead door. You could run about any business out of here, and it's just a block off of Dakota Avenue. It's a good location. Check it out, 203 Kansas Avenue Southeast. It's now listed at $280,000, and that's a significant price drop from where it was a week or so ago. We also want to talk about a couple of maybe downsized homes. Maybe you'd like to throw away your shovel and your lawnmower, sell your lawnmower, and let somebody else do it. We've got a condo at 470 21st Street. Beautiful two-bedroom, two-bath.